Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out this hour with an email, and then from John's Jail Journal that we mentioned last hour, we'll give you tips on how to survive in Joe Arpaio's jail system. But first, Mark, to your email box. What do you have for us?
Got an email from Elizabeth. She said, hey, Mark, I agree with your comment about paid killers that you made during last Saturday's show. And last Saturday, for those who weren't listening, there was a veteran on. We were talking about national service and the draft, and he started out his conversation after buttering us up a great deal by asking if either one of us had served the military. And you know, I guess I was irritated, and I'm certainly, you know, I'm not a big fan of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nope, never been a paid killer. And he, you know, sputtered and got all irate and said, you shouldn't even live in this country.
Yep, that's what he said.
And so, you know, that was the point there. It was a little strong and negative in nature, but it's accurate, and I don't think anybody's disputed that on the show. At the time, I did question the wording, but the more I think about it, the more I realize that without provocative language, discussion would cease. I think the provocative language is what challenges people and really makes them think.
I don't agree. I think it shut him down, and he didn't think one bit about what you were saying. That said, I do understand that people in the audience may have done more thinking than he did, and that's the most important part, is getting the audience to ask questions. But I think you could have had the same thoughtful response from the audience if you'd asked a question as opposed to made a declaration like that.
In that declaration, somebody who listened, some percentage of people out there got it more than they would have ever gotten it before by using the paid killers comment, but I'm not sure that that percentage is very high, and I think I probably could have affected more people by being a little more diplomatic.
But everybody makes mistakes, and we can't think about what we're going to say always before we say it, especially when we're on the radio for 3 hours a night.
Yeah. I also agree with your comment on 8-5 saying that vets are romantic sycophants. As I listened to Saturday's show, I just kept hearing the desperation in the vets' voices to legitimize their own service.
They really want to believe the story they've been told. That is, that they the allegation that they've been protecting freedom. They want to believe that because if they found out that it wasn't true, then everything that they'd spent
right.
their time on
that
would be for naught.
That they were, in fact, foot soldiers for the politicians to,
right.
To help their corporate friends in getting whatever it is that they want.
It must be a similar feeling, though maybe not quite as profound, to somebody who has been integrated in the political system, like a city councilor or someone like that, who believes that what they're doing is right, who believes that what they're doing is the way things should be done, and then they find out, perhaps from listening to our show or whatever, however they come across it, maybe the liberty activism here in New Hampshire, they come to the understanding that, no, actually what they've been doing is they've been enabling this gang called government to control people's lives because they've been a part of it. And that must be a real uncomfortable realization.
I don't think you necessarily have to enable the gang by being a member of the city council or whatever, but I'd say by and large, most city councilors do. They don't want to think that they've served in vain, and people disagreeing with the National Service Act and not showcasing enthusiasm for indentured servitude threatens their legitimacy,
mm-hmm.
their time serving their country. This is especially made apparent when one caller demanded that you show respect for him as a veteran by not asking him question or asking him to clarify his point. Ever since the end of World War II, and probably before then, there has been a romanticization of military service and or being married to a military man.
What, it wasn't like that beforehand?
I don't know.
I would imagine it would have been.
That's her statement.
Okay.
It's all part of the government propaganda to stir up nationalist, she says, parenthetically, jingoist emotions,
mm-hmm.
and be ready for what the government deems as necessary. I think the vets and the citizens who defend the National Service Act are affected or blinded by this. And I'd contend that nationalism is a type of jingoism. I mean, like it just sort of has to be by its nature. Jingoism. I see you're looking it up, but you're it makes me want to explain it. And I would say that it's just sort of a mantra that you have to. you know, the state gives you propaganda.
Webster defines jingoism as extreme chauvinism or nationalism marked especially by a belligerent foreign policy.
Okay. I think that it sounds right. I think that it's provocative language is the issue with the radio station in Montana. People are made uncomfortable by strong, opinionated language that is backed with factual issues. But what depth does a person have if they've never been made feel uncomfortable? Nothing will change if people always prefer talking heads that just profess the same rhetoric. I think that people's opposition to your show is a testament to the tough topics that you cover on your show, and that when you challenge the caller to produce valid arguments, you also challenge the listener who agrees with the caller's viewpoint.
Absolutely the case. You know, we were, and as you mentioned, we were in Brattleboro the other day, Vermont, the neighboring city in Vermont. If, I guess you can call it a city, but and we were at the radio station there. We're going to, I guess we can announce it in advance. WKVT in Vermont has signed on to pick up our Saturday show, and we went there this week to fill in for their morning program. And I know
kind of give them a taste of what life will be like with Free Talk Live on the air.
And I know that our listeners will probably want to hear that archive. I'm doing my best to get my hands on it. I don't know when I'm going to get it, so patience on that. But we had a good time, and it was a good show, and we interacted with their audience, and there was some iconoclasm, as there always is with Free Talk Live. And
KVT is one of these progressive stations.
Right.
This was, and that progressive station is in Brattleboro, Vermont. And if you haven't been there, you don't even know, you can't even begin to guess what a town like Brattleboro, Vermont is like. You think Seattle's liberal, you don't even have the depth of it, because Seattle has just so many people in it.
Yeah.
It can't have the depth of, far, 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 far left.
Yeah, these are the hardcores.
I mean, you know, the people confessed to being anarcho-communists on the air.
Yeah, I was pretty
more
surprised.
More than one.
they didn't use that term. They used the term anarchist. But
in the traditional sense is what she said.
Well,
what does that mean?
But the reason I even brought it up was because the other guy just said
he was an anarchist.
The program director, Peter, talked to us afterwards, and they commented, he and I think the sales manager, whoever that chick was that you were talking to.
I don't know what her title was. I know she's on air.
They commented that they were enjoying the fact that their listeners were being challenged. They liked that their listeners were getting upset, the callers, at least, were getting upset. And they enjoyed that because what they normally get on that station is preaching to the choir. And they appreciated that. I was glad to, you know, it was nice to hear that after we'd heard all these things from our listeners in Montana about how awful we were. And so, you know, that was quite good. And it shows that iconoclasm can work. When you've got a crew of people at the radio station,
I think
that
the growth of the show shows that iconoclasm works.
Well, right, but you've got people that are at the radio station that understand that you don't have to program your station to be sort of this mouthpiece for one side or the other of the political realm. Our affiliate in Alabama, WVNA, we follow the Ed Schultz program there.
That's a sort of a liberal
But they also have Rush Limbaugh on during the daytime. So it's a kind of a radio station where they cover all kinds of bases as far as viewpoints is concerned. And they don't have people protesting their radio station. They don't have people protesting the content on the air there. So it's just a few loudmouths, really. That's all it is that we're dealing with here. And unfortunately, some people take them too seriously.
I think you want people to be passionately involved in your radio station, one way or the other. And, whatever decision they make in Montana is going to be their decision.
Sure.
I don't know what, to do about it. I would say that
this may be the first time they've come up against this kind of opposition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, what I found funny was there was a guy called last night from Montana, Mac, I believe his name was. And he said, he said he voted against us in this big vote. And the funny thing is the 2 points that he brought up, he agreed with us on,
mm-hmm.
like, exactly the same points. He said that he wanted, you know, that if we stopped giving away welfare, that the Mexicans would go away. That's what we say, you know, the bad ones, from his point of view. And then, we made some other point, and we agreed with it.
But he voted against
us. But he voted against us. What?
It's because we probably said something that offended him at some point, and some people, they just don't want to be offended. 800-259-9231. There's more to the email, Mark?
A little bit.
All right, we'll get to that, and we'll talk to Mike in Illinois and take your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Wayne, you're the author of So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore.
Auspicious title.
No? Yeah. Let me just ask you, is church attendance, for example, really necessary to have a relationship with God?
Well, Jesus didn't ask his followers to go build churches and seminaries and create a religion
what?
Called Christianity.
He didn't?
He asked his followers to go love each other. And I think the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it invites us into his love and then invites that to share with other people. If you express that on a Sunday morning in a building, great. And if you don't, that's fine with me too.
So you're not saying that church attendance is a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's incomplete if that's all it is. But I'm saying there's so many other ways to experience the life of God and the community of his people.
This whole thing centers around relationship and whether or not that's real.
And if that's real, you will have relationships with others that are life-giving, powerful, and transforming.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And travel less, meet online, try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and you'll get to start your free trial of WebEx, including a free webcam. That's WebEx. Go to WebEx, WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx today. And again, don't forget to join the discussion forum over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 375,000 posts, all for free for you. bbs.freetalklive.com. We continue the email here about the caller over the weekend, one of the military guys that was very upset about what you said to him about the military being paid killers. And the email is making some pretty good points here.
Yep. People are not used to being challenged. People are used to being told what they already believe. And I think that this is, I think about this as far as what people consume as far as news media.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News is, widely watched. And people, I've heard O'Reilly call it the right hand, right side of the spectrum. And, people listen to NPR. They, they're probably lefties to some extent. I mean, I'm only generalizing here. I listen to NPR and I enjoy it a great deal. And I think that people are sort of naturally drawn to, stuff that that corroborates what it is that they already believe.
It's comfortable.
And, Free Talk Live may corroborate a great deal of what people believe, but there's something that we believe that's different than just about everybody out there.
You listen, if you agree with what we're saying in the beginning, eventually there's going to be some sort of firebomb thrown out that's going to shatter that.
Yeah, I don't like terminology like firebomb simply because the things that
verbal bomb.
Well, I know some statement that's going to get you whipped up,
something
but we believe in. Right. We believe in peace, personal responsibility, those kind of things. And so, therefore, there's no firebomb statement in that there's no threat to what we say.
That's true.
There may be a threat to your paradigm, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And as for people who tell you how to run your show and what you're doing right and wrong, they should get their own show. I think you're right when you say that you should be able to curtail callers who veer off topic. I think that this is what I think that callers don't quite get about our points is that if you get on the air and you talk about you want to talk about something and you've got 7 points to back up the thing that you say,
yeah,
and the first point I disagree with, how am I going to let you get through your statement of 7 points when I disagree with the first point, likely disagree with all 7 points?
Yeah.
If it is that if you're, disagreeing with me.
It's impossible because then you have to address the first point, and by the time you started to address the first point, the caller wants to jump in and counteract something you've said. You never had the chance to even get to the point number two as far as getting your thoughts out.
So that doesn't work.
This is a conversation.
Right. In talk radio, the way it has to be, due to the limited nature and that kind of thing. I mean, we're not sitting over coffee. We can't discuss it in that manner. It has to be a point by point assessment of things that are said.
Absolutely. And in that case, if you're somebody who's calling in and it's a busy night on the phones, and we don't have a whole lot of time to go through all 7 points, then call the next night and go to point number two. If we spend 10 minutes debating point number one, that's good. That gives you, an opportunity to spend a few more minutes with us the next night debating point number two. So I think that's salient.
And what that requires is for you to be in conversation. It's not, it's not a drive-by. You don't call up, oh, my God, they said something I hate. I just tuned in. They said something I hate. I'm going to call in, and I'm going to lambast them, and I'm going to turn them off in disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a conversation. You simply can't go about that way. It's just not going to work. But she goes on and she says, and I don't think she's quite got how the show works either. You should be able to curtail callers who veer off topic. How does trying to convince you of alien landings contribute to the discussion of liberty in our lifetime?
Well, we don't mind callers going off topic.
Right. And the show isn't really entirely about liberty in our lifetime. Sure, that's what we want and that's what we believe in, but the show's not about that.
No, the show's about open phones. You call in about anything.
Right. We pick topics that certainly address the growth of government.
Yeah, well, inevitably people will call in then they'll have things they want to say about issues, and then when the issues come up, we address them from a pro-liberty perspective. But
yep.
No, it is not first and foremost a liberty-promoting program. It's just a nice little perk.
Yeah.
The major perk of the program.
If they don't like how your show is run, they shouldn't try to control and change you. And I think that this is, when we say it's your show, Free Talk Live, I think that certainly gives the impression that people can call in and give a symposium on what it is that they believe and what they would like to see and that kind of thing. And we don't really run it that way. It's Free Talk Live. You have the opportunity to talk to us about, what it is and that we're talking about. And our conversation will be heard by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. They shouldn't try to control or change you. They should try to make their own. They can talk about chemtrails, alien landings, and lizard men all they want.
Speaking of that, by the way, there was a video that somebody posted to the BBS mm-hmm. of a woman who used her video camera to record a rainbow she saw in her sprinkler in her backyard. Mm-hmm. Did you see this video?
No.
Oh, you need to go. You need to go see it because it really just shows that the conspiracy hole, the crackpot rabbit hole, really even goes deeper than chemtrails and the lizard men. Like it goes deeper into the realm of total insanity and madness. And I actually sent this woman an email to see if we could get her on the show because she's totally nuts.
Like seeing, why do you want to
seeing
do that
light
to somebody?
Seeing light refracted in your sprinkler in the backyard and thinking that that's some sort of metallic stuff that's in your water being poisoned and that sort of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's nuts. Anyway, hopefully we'll get her on the air.
She says, she finishes up, keep up the good work, guys. You're the definition of a patriot. I just finished a book called Them by John Ronson, and it's about the guy who infiltrated the Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones. And it's Conversations with Extremists is what it's called. And I wanted to get another view on some of these thought processes as far as the Bilderbergs and New World Order and all that stuff. And John shed some light in that area for me. Alex Jones believes that David Icke is a plant by the CIA or something like that in order to throw off, people from believing the truth, which is that there's a new world order of, I don't know what it is that he believes entirely.
Owl-worshipping elites.
Right. And, John went to the same Bohemian Grove activity, and what he saw was a themed campground, an owl-themed campground where, the elites certainly went about and had crazy parties.
What does it matter? If they sacrifice, a goat or not.
They didn't sacrifice a goat, though.
Right, well, I don't know.
They burned in effigy a character that they called Care.
It doesn't matter to me if that's what they're doing or if they're just having a little, they're cooking s'mores over the campfire. Well, I mean, the fact is people who are in power want more of it. They're going to meet up with one another to talk about how they can attain more power, and that's what's going on,
and there
right?
was a bit of that going on there, certainly, and it was overheard by Alex Jones, and it's interesting how two people can see two entirely different things in the same experience. I, for instance, just went, a couple of weekends ago to Burning Pork. At Burning Pork, we had an effigy of an animal that was on fire, and there was a funeral ceremony for the Libertarian Party, and there was a casket and a man in robes. It was a very satanic experience. They were celebrating death with this burning animal.
Lauren's husband looked like a druid. More coming back.
It's just how people could see it.
You can bring up what you want. Mike and Dave coming up. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are for free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free, so enjoy them. Again, free at freetalklive.com. And you also can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, it's a great way to do it. Because when you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So you get the stuff that you need at a great price, because it's Amazon. They don't have the overhead of all those retail locations that they have to pay for. So the prices are great. The service pretty good, darn good from what I understand. I've never needed service from Amazon, so I can't really comment personally, but I hear good things. And satisfaction, all the brands you're looking for, great prices again, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, 41-plus categories to shop in, so much stuff, buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Well, you know, what I like about buying things from Amazon is I always get the Super Saver shipping, so it takes, I don't know how long to get to me, but long enough that I've forgotten that I bought it.
Oh, and then it shows up, and oh boy, it's
like a
present. So send a present to yourself at amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. And Mike is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I've got a couple things. I like to make an analogy about the guys from Montana. I know it's not all the guys listening in Montana that are like this, but the conspiracy guys.
Well, I don't think it's, and they're not limited to Montana either.
Right, but they're the ones calling the station you know.
We've been told that it's also just people that don't like our position on immigration. So I don't know, you know.
So is it more of an immigration thing, you think, or is it more the fact that you don't buy into all the conspiracies?
It's hard to say. I can go from what the station owner has told me, and he has told me that it is primarily our position on immigration and the Constitution. Which I
that kind of ruined my analogy then.
But that said, I'm sure there's an immigration or there's a crackpot somebody, factor.
The immigration is a whole other thing. I mean, that just comes down to whether the people that are mad about your position really believe in liberty or not. Are they just for their certain brand of liberty for certain people?
Right, it's liberty for Americans.
Liberty for it's a closed club mentality. It's like we're already here. We don't want anybody else coming in. That's kind of the idea.
Right,
we want our freedom,
crazy.
But the rest of you and the rest of the world, to hell with you. That's kind of the mentality.
Exactly. But you know, mainly I was speaking to the conspiracy type people, and I just want to say that you know, sure, there's some conspiracies out there that are real things, but the fact that you're not speaking to them. And giving him, you know, platitudes of like an hour to talk about them, that kind of is what my analogy is. Like, if you think, okay, think of Mark and Ian in a lifeboat, and then you've got 10 of these guys in the lifeboat with them, and there's a hole.
Conspiracy kooks?
There's hole, yeah. There's holes in the lifeboat. And all the conspiracy kooks are sitting there with cameras, and, you know, and they're getting DNA off of the holes in the lifeboat. And, you know, Mark and Ian are sitting there trying to figure out, well, how are we going to plug the lifeboat? How are we going to fix it? Where the conspiracy guys are saying, look, don't you see? Don't you see the holes? It's like,
it was
the NWO. We see the holes.
They created the holes.
They're applying to it some kind of story to the hole. You know, they're saying, you know.
It's like, and they just want to prove to everybody the holes are there. But everybody sees the holes in the lifeboat. That's not the problem. The problem is nobody is addressing how to fix the holes.
I think that's interesting.
You guys are doing.
I think you're drawing an interesting analogy, and it does tie into the other thing the station owner told me. He said that they also got complaints from people who didn't like the fact that we were promoting the Free State Project, which was kind of shocking to me. They suggested that it was so youthful and idealistic. And that they didn't think that it would have any effect, and that you know it wasn't a good idea.
So I wonder if Lloyd, who's got to be in his 60s, moved for the Free State Project. I wonder what he thinks about that.
Well, I wrote the station owner back, and I said, you know, I'd be happy to put you in touch with somebody who is because he said that he thinks that maturity and wisdom was the main issue with the listeners.
Right,
that we aren't wise enough.
Right, if I'm not mature enough and I'm not wise enough,
so
I don't.
Let's just keep doing what we've done for 200 years in this country.
Yeah,
you know, your idealistic ideas, your crazy, you know, Free State Project, you know, that we can't do that. We can't do something like that. That's too new and new wave and crazy. We got to stick to the old way.
I can see how a local station owner, and it's often concerned me, would be disturbed by all our conversation about what goes on with us here in New Hampshire and what goes on with the Free State Project. I can see.
He didn't say he was disturbed.
I'm just saying that I can see.
He was relaying
listeners'
concerns.
He's disturbed by the disruption. If there was no disruption, then he would probably be happy. And so he's disturbed.
Yeah, you know what, that station owner, though, he should take into consideration that the fact that these guys are calling in so upset about what you guys are saying proves that they're listening. And even if they're just a small percentage of that station's listeners, even the ones that don't agree with you are still listening. So that should tell him right there, we've got a good thing going.
I agree with you, sir, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Yep.
Great, great point. 800-259-9231.
Well, he wants to keep us on the air in Montana. Why wouldn't we agree with him?
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Coming up here, we got an email on kind of a personal issue, the parenting issue that we talked about parenting recently in regards to drug use and a very, very young child, like an 8-year-old or something like that. And Daryl has emailed with some thoughts. Let's go, though, to your calls. Dave is on the line listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey,
what's on your mind, dude?
Hey, a lot of the callers up here are like congressmen. They're just old guys set in their ways. They don't want to hear nothing. They just want to hear what they want to hear. And I think they're afraid of real freedom, like, you know, like with the immigrant thing, man. You know, I don't know.
Well, it's
then,
scary. I mean, people coming in that are different than you? Oh, my goodness.
Like, they got side things on, you know, like blinders, man.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like what you're saying, all of a sudden you're a pothead and you don't know nothing. And like the guy before me, you got to fix the hole. And one of the holes is that we got 800,000 political prisoners for a plant and 300,000 clogging up our courtrooms. And if they don't address the marijuana problem, it just shows me that they're ignorant fools that allow all this money just to be wasted and go support more evil or whatever. And any of the politicians, if they don't see it, they're just damn ignorant, because there's so many people that are users of the plant cannabis that want it for clothes, want it for millions of other reasons other than the smoke. It's the best thing for the planet. And if we don't get this plant legalized, they're all corrupt, man, and they're all ignorant, and they're all...
Yeah, it's one or the other. They're either
they
corrupt or they're ignorant.
Because they could show the American people by legalizing this most fabulous plant, most useful plant on the planet that the Creator has ever given to mankind, and use it for good. I don't want to hear what they say. They're all out in Zorbo land, man.
Yeah. Zorbo
and,
land.
And then they'll just say, well, see, he's a pothead. Do you hear how he talks here? And you know how come I skip and I stutter sometimes? It's because I want to say a bad word.
Yeah.
And I know you'll hang right up on me if it comes out.
Yes, I have to,
but I wish I could just go on to Sirius one time with you guys and talk the way I want to talk.
Mm.
Because... then I think the message will get across, or...
Nah. Whatever. Dave, I honestly believe that your impassioned way of talking about, well, honestly, everything you call in about, and you have some really great catchphrases that you'll use now and then that I think that really catch people's attention. I believe that you've been able to use the platform that is Free Talk Live through the radio station that is KGEZ. You've been able to get your voice out to tens of thousands of people and affect them because you've decided to use Free Talk Live
Accuse me of calling all the radio stations, and I tell them, you know why? Because I got an agenda, man.
Good.
Because I see all this ignorance, man, and I know there's like 40,000 people that use the plant cannabis. Any politician has the balls enough to step forward and fight with us,
there are
you know
not
how
very
many people will be on this guy's
side? It would be great. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Last hour, we told you about John's Jail Journal. It was a story about a man who was arrested for drug dealing, and he happened to be arrested in Arizona, unfortunately, in Maricopa County, and he ended up being put in Joe Arpaio's jail, as well as several prisons in the state of Arizona as well. And so they just barely began to tell his story in the article. So I went and dug through johnsjailjournal.blogspot.com and found a couple of interesting entries. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of interesting entries. I just obviously don't have time to read through them all during the program and during the breaks. But one of them that really caught my attention here, and Mark is a man who spent 9 years in the prison system in Florida. Maybe you can comment on some of these. But are the tips.
I can comment on them anyway.
The tips on how to survive Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail system. So here you go.
As far as survival goes, my experience, there was one guy that was killed in prison while I was there the entire 8 years, 6 months and 21 days. Surviving it, there were quite a few people committed suicide, maybe, half dozen or something like that. And a couple, and I believe one at least died of old age, in the dormitory that I was in. So surviving, I'm not sure that surviving is really an issue, at least where I was.
I think that Sheriff Joe's system was a little more rough and tumble than perhaps the system that you were in. Let's go with the story here.
I was in the what was considered the most violent prison in the state of Florida at the time, and incidents of violence, but I get the impression, maybe it's just from movies or something like that, that it's a lot tougher out in Arizona and California and that kind of thing with the gangs.
Tip. No, well, there were gangs in your prison.
Yeah,
right?
There were gangs, but the fact is I didn't have any problems with them.
That's good.
I had problems. I didn't, get any large scraps or anything.
Well, here is what you need to know if you end up in old Sheriff Joe's custody. Number one, if you don't want to end up with the mystery meat slop the inmates call Red Death, and we can tell you more about Red Death here in a bit.
Holy
There's
crap.
A whole article about it. Then when you first enter the jail, tell the booking officer you need a religious diet, claiming Hindu will get you vegetarian food. The Jewish food is considered the best, but you'll have some explaining to do to the Aryan Brotherhood. Number two, when you arrive at your assigned pod, dorm, or tent, do not hide your charges or else you'll be suspected of crimes against children and get smashed. If the inmates tell you to roll up as soon as you get there and offer no further explanation, then you are in imminent danger. So ask to be moved unless you're the type of person who enjoys fighting five people at once. You familiar with that phrase, Mark? Roll up?
It's rolling up your mat. You're given a mattress of sorts, and, it's a crappy mattress, and you would roll all your stuff into that mattress and carry it like a big pig and blanket.
And they would be telling you that why? Because they don't want you around them? Is that the idea?
It sounds like it.
Number three, immediately ask who the head of your race is and be aware of the political rules he is enforcing. For example, if you're white and an Aryan brother is running the whites and you go and sit at a table with the Mexicans, Mexican-Americans or African-Americans, you may get smashed. Number four, when you get to your first chow, sit down last because you don't want to sit on the seat of someone who likes to knock people out for the slightest affront. Find out who sits where and ask someone where it's safe for you to sit. Number five, feel free to interrupt.
I wonder. This is not my experience, believe me. And first off, look, I sat here because this is where I felt like sitting. Until you have engraved your name on this seat, it isn't your seat. All right. Let me tell you a story. I had the new guys would often work in the dining hall, and new guys want to prove themselves for some reason or another. I had been at this prison for, that they lovingly called Gladiator School for, probably 5 years at this point. And, I was sitting, I went into an early chow. So this guy was a dining hall worker. He was eating so that then he could, serve people at later. And because of my job, I needed to go to the early chow.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was there at the table. And the guy said, "You can eat that cookie." Like in a very menacing sort of way.
Uh-huh.
And this was a very big black man. And,
And you were a little guy. I mean, you weren't a huge dude, right?
No. I was about 100 and probably 85.
Oh, really? You bulked up at that point. Because I thought you were kind of skinny when you got put in.
Sure. I was there 5 years
ago. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that point. Okay.
And he said, "You can eat that cookie." And I said, I'm not sure. I wasn't real married to it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I wasn't terribly hungry. Like, I'll let you know. He said, "I'll take your cookie, cracker." And I had my drink up to my mouth, and I guess I was feeling somewhat dramatic, and I said, so I put my drink down loudly. There's nobody in the dining hall at this point as far as officers go, and mm-hmm. No one to watch this. And I stood up and leaned over the table at him, and I looked at him right in the eye, and I said, "Well, what's wrong with your takers then?" So I was just kidding. "Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to get in your face then." That's how you handle those situations. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's talking about a very, very violent place.
This sounds like a violent place. I mean, remember the story from earlier, the guy got a shank in the back of his neck.
I certainly saw people get shanked. I saw a guy get his ear bit off. But often you find that those guys have gotten themselves into that.
Right. He explains why here in a moment, why the violence tends to happen. Number five. Don't run up drug or gambling debts.
There you go.
Debts are the number one reason for jail violence.
There you go. Don't mess around with the boys, as they're called in prison. Don't mess around with the homosexuals because somebody could fall in love with one of them. And then he finds you as a rival. Two, don't gamble. Don't owe people money. Don't borrow things. I'm not talking about a book. I'm talking about don't borrow, Sweetie Gold, Zoom Zooms, Wham Whams, candy bars and things like that.
What about being a lender? Does that put you in a dangerous position?
Being a lender,
you
better be prepared to, you've got to be prepared to back up your loan with violence.
Number six, if you brag or act tough, no matter how big you are, someone will want to smash you. The gangs go in like packs of hyenas on big men. Number 7, if you must do drugs, clean the works. There are hundreds of men sharing one dirty syringe throughout Arpaio's jail system.
I never saw heroin once.
Hepatitis C is rampant and TB not uncommon. The way Arpaio runs the jail constitutes a public health risk. Number 8, same goes for tattoos.
I think, by the way, I was thinking about this the other night. Prisons really should be able to give out condoms or sell them at the very least in the commissary because prisons are like AIDS factories, AIDS cesspools. And these guys, the vast majority of them are going to get out. They're going to have sex with women. And somewhere or not along the line, you or somebody you love is going to be in danger because of the cesspool of HIV and other diseases that's going on there. And having that many men packed in an area, having that many human beings, any kind of animal at all, you're going to have disease bred. And the fact is humans spread to humans the most easily.
He says that apparently one inmate he met had contracted AIDS from getting a jailhouse tattoo. Number 9.
I don't believe it. It sounds very unlikely. You would have to try very, very, very hard to get that done.
I guess it was just his story, right? He's just believing his story.
Right.
a lot of stories in jail.
You would have to essentially go from one guy to the next guy to the next guy in order for this to happen.
Number 9, don't flaunt money or get a lot put on your books all at once. If you do, you're asking to be extorted. Don't give store items away for free or else you'll be perceived as a soft touch and have the inmates lining up to take everything you own.
Yes, you will.
Number 10, when a riot happens, the whole area is usually pepper sprayed or maced. Wrap a wet towel around your head to minimize the effects of the spray.
Good advice.
Number 11, don't pal up to the guards. The inmates will assume you're providing information and smash you.
I think that didn't work where I was. There wasn't this kind of gang control. I think that this could certainly happen at a place where there isn't as much guard interaction. People hung out and talked to the guards all the time. I was people would come to me for favors. I was the staff canteen operator. I worked all day, every day, with every shift of every officer who came in. If somebody was going to get smashed in my prison for this, and like I said, let me repeat, this was the most violent prison in the state of Florida at the time as far as incidents of violence. It was, it was the level 3, which is, there was a 1, a 2, and a 3, and 3 being the highest, youthful offender institution. So therefore you have the youngest, therefore dumbest
most violent,
men.
Number 12, don't talk about someone behind his back. Beware of inmates telling you they heard someone say something bad about you, like someone calling you a punk, because they may be inciting you to fight their enemy for them. A good response for such a situation is, anyone who thinks I'm a punk needs to man up and say it to my face.
Sounds like a good thing to say.
More tips coming up here about how to survive if you get thrown in the clink that's being run by Joe Arpaio or any other dangerous jail or prison around the country, but specifically the Arpaio prison system, which seems to be excessively violent, at least compared to, and excessively dangerous, at least compared to your experience in the Florida prisons, Mark, 10 years ago.
Yep.
800-259-9231. We got more tips on the way and your calls as well about whatever you want. Hour 3 coming up, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a fact.